And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, February the 17th, 2010. It's the birthday of Chaim Potok, born in the Bronx, 1929. His parents were immigrants from Poland. He grew up in a strict Orthodox Jewish culture. When he was about 14, he picked up a copy of Bride's Head Revisited by Evelyn Waugh, and it changed his life. He said, "I lived more deeply inside the world in that book than I lived inside my own world." He moved away from his parents' orthodoxy, but when he started to write fiction, he went back to his childhood, and he wrote The Chosen. It was a best-selling novel in 1967 about two boys growing up together in Brooklyn in the 1940s. He's written many other novels, including My Name is Asher Lev, The Book of Lights, and Old Men at Midnight. It was on this day, 1904, that Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly premiered at La Scala in Milan. The audience hissed and booed. The opera closed after one night. Puccini revised it, opened it later the same year, and the second time around, it was a great hit. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A good sermon should be like a woman's skirt, short enough to arouse interest, but long enough to cover the essentials." The writer and priest Ronald Knox, born in Kibworth, England, 1888. It's the birthday of the poet Jack Gilbert, born in Pittsburgh, 1925. Flunked out of high school, worked as a door-to-door salesman, worked in the steel mill, started writing poetry, went to Europe, came back to San Francisco, hung out with the Beats. His first book of poems, Views of Jeopardy, published in 1962. It was a big hit. And then, as suddenly as he had appeared, Jack Gilbert dropped out of sight, moved to Europe, lived abroad for 20 years, in Greece and England and Denmark and Japan. And it's the birthday of the science fiction writer, Andre Norton, born Alice Mary Norton in Cleveland, 1912. Changed her name because she thought she could sell more copies as a man than as a woman. Many of her books were for young adults, and they were some of the first young adult science fiction novels to be read by adults as well. When she died in 2005, at the age of 93, she had written more than 100 novels. Here's a poem for today by Jason Tandon, entitled Cleaning Up After the Dog. Pull plastic bag from pocket and wave it like a flag or diploma. Make sure many people congratulate your care for the community. Check bag for holes, double check. Inspect stool for odd hues, greens, blues, blood. Evaluate consistency. You don't want to leave smears on the sidewalk or grass. No prints. Getaway must be clean. Prepare to go in for all of it. Hold breath, grab, clamp, reverse bag, twist, knot, cinch. Smell hands. Hold loaded bag high in the air. Assure onlookers that everything is okay. If a cop should cruise by, his crew cut bristling in the sun, hold that bag higher so he too can salute your contribution. The bomb diffused, the world a little safer, a little cleaner, will not offend the deep treads of someone's shoes. Cleaning Up After the Dog by Jason Tandon, from his collection Give Over the Heckler and Everyone Gets Hurt, published by Black Lawrence Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.